Welcome to episode 2 of the Soto Pop Podcast. I'm Lainey.
I'm Mark.
And we are also joined by Dr. Terrence Brown and other members of the SOTA staff. So introduce yourself.
Monica Collier in the house!
Absolutely love. Absolutely love.
We'll also be joined later on by Tequila.
And today we are fortunate to have a video of today's podcast. So if you want to see us, because I know you do, then visit UNA School of the Arts YouTube channel to watch us do our thing.
That's right. And you get to see my cool purple tie. Woo-hoo. And progression is good. Yeah.
And my spooky makeup.
Yes. And it is kind of creepy there, Lainey. And Mark, Yeah. That's real scary.
Oh, man.
Would not want to catch
creeping
you in the
alley. Creeping everyone out.
This is what I look like all the time. Town.
That's right.
This is my natural form.
So we're going to take some time to shout out some upcoming events. So November 2nd, 4th, 9th, and 11th, UNA Theater is doing Macbeth.
Yes, but if you're in a theater, it is the Scottish play.
Scottish play, and you refer to him as a Scotsman. Please, please don't mess that up, because we just don't need that bad mojo, you know?
We don't. Not at all.
No. Mm-mm. But I'm telling you, as someone that is part of the cast, this show will blow your mind. Blow all your mind. You won't know what happened. You'll be like, you'll leave the theater just in awe. I'm telling you. So you need to go see it to understand that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked so hard.
Yeah. And it's been a rough couple of weeks, but it's been amazing, and it's going to pay off, and we're going to look amazing, and there will be blood, literally blood, sweat, and tears went into this.
Let's hope there's more sweat and tears than blood. I agree with that. With the blood, but that's okay.
I'm not saying if it's real blood, it's probably not. But there's blood.
Below the misty.
Is it O positive, O negative, AB? I just need to know if we need to, you know.
Should we be concerned?
I think we should.
You'll see if you come see.
That's true.
Yes. So, and Kayla's been amazing doing it, so definitely come see that. Right. And
who is Kayla?
Kayla is our technical director.
Yes.
Of Norton Auditorium.
Norton Auditorium. And director. She's the director.
Adjunct professor of theater.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Charlton James is the artistic director of UNA Theater and Summer Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be great. And to tie in to that, this is our Halloween themed episode. So we have some Halloween questions that we will be answering. So the first one, what is your favorite Halloween festivity?
Oh, wow.
Festivity.
I mean, are we talking about party?
We're talking about carving pumpkins. And trick-or-treating and dressing up and watching scary movies.
I've always felt I've been behind the curve with Halloween. I think, you know, the whole costume thing kind of freaked me out a little bit. I didn't know enough about it, so I just kind of stayed low-key, you know. So
you don't have one, do you?
I really don't at all. I will say this, though. There are a couple things with Halloween I really do enjoy. It's kind of waiting to see what kind of costume will come out and who I can laugh at with their costume.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they can be executed very well.
That's true.
Or they mm-hmm. cannot at all.
Uh-huh, that's true. Dime store. Gotcha.
That's right.
But there's DIY ones, so you can get one real quick.
'Tis true. That is very true. Yeah, so I'm a little bit behind on that one. So, Miss Collier, what about you? What's your favorite Halloween festivity?
I'm gonna be really boring and old, because honestly, and this is sincere, I love giving out candy and seeing the kids in their costumes.
Oh, that's so cute.
I do. Now, I will also say that we rarely have any trick-or-treaters at my house.
I think we live in...
So I don't get to enjoy that festivity like I would like to.
We do. We live in the neighborhood of...
That's true.
Tons of trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
And I love when they come. Mm-hmm. The only disappointment is that you can run out of candy.
It's true.
And then you feel bad because you have to turn off
it's
the little
time,
light.
It's time, though. Aww. That's the way it works.
I know,
run out,
I feel
turn
bad.
The light out, they move on to the next house.
And you just have to walk by your house just... Huh.
That is sad.
It's fun.
And you know, you feel like the failure.
Treasure
of Halloween.
Your trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, I didn't really get to do trick-or-treating.
Ever?
Like, not
really?
Exactly trick-or-treating. The only time I ever got to do trick-or-treating was when I was a little, just at the age where you're almost about to end trick-or-treating.
Oh.
And it was for, like, our church, and we got to go around a cul-de-sac, and I was like, oh, this is what it's like. Because I never had that.
Wow.
I always, like, lived usually on the outskirts
in
of
the
town.
Country.
And mm-hmm. Or they didn't do it.
Well, you should come to our neighborhood for Halloween, and I will save some candy.
You are putting that out there for everybody on Halloween Day to come to your neighborhood.
Yes, I just will
y'all
not give you my address.
On Halloween, I have rehearsals. So.
Oh, so sad.
So sad.
And that's true.
And
in the School of the Arts, we never end. We have rehearsals pretty much every day.
All the time.
There is a rehearsal. There is an art exhibition. There is something that happens every day.
It's all the time.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Halloween festivity?
I've always loved trick-or-treating.
I can see that.
Like, I love candy. It's it's bad. I've always loved candy since I was little.
So is the goal to go to as many houses as possible?
The goal is to get as much candy
as
possible. Whether
go
that's
back.
Like, just taking the whole bowl, you know, maybe going back in another costume.
But just like, sheet and be like, hi, I'm a ghost.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's not just the trick-or-treating. I like dressing up, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's also one of my favorites. And also, I just, Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Do you still trick-or-treat?
You do.
It's okay. You
look
can admit it.
Face.
Just let it out.
The thing, okay. So I haven't in the past couple of years, but I would love to. I'm going to this year. I'm a freshman in college, still trick-or-treating. I don't care. I love candy.
I'm a junior in college, and I still want to trick-or-treat, okay? But yeah.
See,
my
but
favorite...
like, I feel like in high school, some, at least some schools will make it like, hey, trick-or-treating is not cool anymore. But like, I've never been part of that because me and my friends always trick-or-treat.
Now, let's put a disclaimer out there for trick-or-treating as well.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, be sure your children go to safe neighborhoods.
That's true.
And that you check out their candy when they get it. Don't let them initially tear into the bag because there are some scary things during
That's
Halloween.
True.
But it is a fun time. So let them have at least 3 pieces of candy
before you take it all.
That's right.
Pieces.
Because there are people with masks like Mark out there. So, you know, Halloween can be scary.
He'll creep you out, man. But I love the costume part of it because of the fact that you
drama.
Do creepy makeup.
Are you trying to segue us into costumes so you can find out what I'm going to be?
No.
I think you are. It's okay.
Okay, so your favorite costume you've ever worn...
I'm going to let you go first.
My favorite costume I've ever worn, okay, this is going to date me, but there were probably at least 2, maybe 3 years straight, I was Madonna.
You Madonna is still on top of the charts. I am with
this
her.
This is when she was really cool.
Oh,
the
okay.
Like a Virgin days.
Okay.
It was fun. I used to love doing things like that. Iconic sort of figures. Madonna.
I don't know. Mark, what about you?
Okay.
He was ready for that.
Yeah.
I have an all-time favorite costume. It will always be my favorite, no matter what I dress up as in the future. Do any of you know what creepypasta is?
Creepy what?
Pasta.
Pasta?
It's like, they're like kind of like scary stories. So
he made
that. I think
up.
He's taking
no,
us to
no,
a new
no.
level
you
of
can,
Halloween.
You can look it up. It's they're cool kind
creepy
of
creepy pasta.
Yeah,
creepy pasta.
Look when we
PASTA pasta.
Yes, When we get done, look it up.
For anyone who knows what that is, contact us.
Yeah, contact
us.
You know what? We need to add a new element. We need a live hotline for this.
Yes, really. Call us Facebook Live.
You know what? We're going to do that. I think maybe that'll be our next thing that we add in.
So we can actually know information, because I'm so
okay, amazed. Well, so creepypastas are basically, they're like Halloween scary stories. There's people who like them year-round, but they're mainly Halloween stories.
That's fearful.
Yeah.
Like Freddy Krueger?
It makes me think of Ghostbusters.
No.
Like just scary stories?
Yeah. They're not really scary. They're creepy. So like,
ooh,
creepy.
My kind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is this sort of like Norton Auditorium haunted creepy?
Oh, see, kind of. You're jumping ahead.
Okay, we're not there yet.
Oh, we're going to talk about that? Oh.
We're going to talk about all
It's kind of like that. So, okay, well, let me just get into it. So basically, my sophomore year in high school, I dressed up as a character called Jeff the Killer.
That's pretty blatant.
And
is that your favorite Halloween costume?
Yes, I loved it.
You
see Lainey here with the liquid latex on her forehead.
You'll be able to see it at the UNA School of the Arts YouTube channel.
Basically, I'm not going to tell the story. You guys can look it up. But basically, I'll tell you what he looks like. He's got long black hair. This is when my hair was a little longer. But anyway, he's got long black hair.
So you had long hair.
I had longer hair. Not super long. Like down here.
While you
continue
with this story, I am going to see if our other special guest is here.
All right. Either way, he's got... He like bleached his skin at one point. So he's
kind of like the crow? Does he look like the crow dude? Do you know who that is?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah, everyone dresses up like the crow in like Halloween.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying
to get a mental picture.
So he's like got like pure white skin, long black hair. He's like, he went crazy, basically. So he like cut a smile into his face. So like,
oh, that's my fave. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Also getting into costume was kind of scary because I had to put liquid latex on my face, and I didn't do anything myself because I'm not an artist. I can't do anything. But anyway, so my friend had to literally like take scissors and like cut the liquid latex to make it look like it was actually like cut.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like hovering over me with scissors on my face. It was kind of scary.
So you've done it more than once.
I wish I could. I've done it once. But it was my favorite, and I would love to do it again, but it's really complicated.
You have Lainey now. She has skills.
Oh yeah.
I might do it again at some point. Maybe next year.
Better than Skeletor.
Yeah. My favorite costume, other than the one I'm wearing right now, which is Eddie from Rocky Horror. So you should definitely check out that video, because you'll see. Freshman year of college, I didn't have like a lot of costumes. Like, I didn't have actual costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a dress, and me and my friend Aurora. Yeah, she's in the band, and
here at the school.
And she's in voice, and she's amazing. She has a beautiful voice. We both dressed in our dresses. I had given her one, and we made our faces as porcelain dolls.
Oh yeah,
and like cracked on one side, and so it was very DIY, cool. But it was so cool because it looked so creepy. And it was really fun when you went around and you just acted creepy.
Yeah, right. Reaction.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. And, like, that whole year was my favorite. Because I dressed up like that. I dressed up like a vampire. And then I dressed up like Dean from Supernatural.
Yeah.
I love Supernatural.
I do too.
That was fun. You're a Supernatural freak?
Of course.
Yes. TV. Okay.
How can you not be a Supernatural
freak? Exactly,
I know. Man. But... Yes, I love costumes. It's so much...
Isn't it fun? If I walked past you and you were dressed as a porcelain doll, I'd turn around. I cannot do that.
I don't like dolls, especially scary.
I cannot deal with porcelain dolls at scary dolls.
Oh, like Annabelle?
No, see, like, Annabelle, I didn't think Annabelle was very scary, but the concept was pretty scary. So, like, if there was a more, like, an actual scarier version of Annabelle, that would suck.
Have you seen the haunt, like, there's, like, haunted antique stores with, like, dolls and stuff?
I'm not a fan. I won't do it. That have the eyes that pop open when you, like...
I have some in my room, in my closet. My parents always wonder why I have to have my closet closed. It's because I'm scared that they're going to get out and then kill me. Have you seen Toy Story? It's like the scariest version of that. Okay, I'm terrified of that.
Just imagine
I read a story when I was younger that, like, that your dolls and your, like, toys get... like come to life at night when you're sleeping,
but if
you look at them, then they die. Oh. And I was like they don't come back to life anymore. But
you killed them.
Like when you look at them, in the story, that's what it said, and that still sticks with me. And that was like when I was really young, but it still sticks with me because I'm scared. I'm terrified that's gonna happen.
It's like Halloween Elf on the Shelf.
I'm gonna say it later. Maybe. I don't know if I still remember it really well. But there was a scary story that just messed with my mind. And I don't mess with dolls. Especially dolls that are like antiques. I don't. Not me. But to the next question.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Favorite scary movie?
Scream. Hand down. I love Scream.
Popped it out real
quick. Scream is one of the most monumental, scary movies of all time.
Isn't that a movie that, like, makes fun of scary movies, though?
Scream?
Yeah.
No.
No, that's a scary movie.
Scary movie does it, but I've heard that, like, Scream is kind of, like, it's like, funny.
It's because several of the main characters are fans of scary movies, so they use that information to carry you along the story.
I've never seen Scream. I want to.
Y'all.
But there's the only one that's on Netflix is like the TV series and then the fourth one. And I was like, I don't want to jump to the fourth one.
We're not even going to talk about Scream any further until you all have seen it. And then we will have an intelligent discussion about, seriously, not just one of the best scary movies of all time, but one of the best groundbreaking movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's yours, Lainey?
I don't watch a lot of, like, scary, scary movies. I watch thrillers. Now, thrillers are my jam. Yes. I don't watch horror movies because they terrify me and I can't sleep. But I love The Shining.
Yeah. Well, and again, classic.
Yes. I love The Shining.
The book is just as scary as the movie.
Oh, yeah. I love The Shining because I always thought, like, I was going to be terrified about watching that, especially with the twins. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's on Netflix.
Everyone's seen The Shining.
But with the twins, I didn't watch it until like freshman and sophomore year. Actually, sophomore year.
It is last year.
But like with the twins, I thought I was going to be terrified and I wouldn't be able to sleep. But I just made fun of them the entire time. Because the way
it's a defense mechanism.
Like, it's just, I was just laughing a lot of the time. No, the woman in the bathtub, that scared me. But like, I loved the Shining, Silence of the Lambs.
I forgot about Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, so good. Jodie Foster and Anthony Hopkins.
And the creep factor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mark.
I'm going to take a different route than you guys took. So you actually have a favorite scary movie. Yours is a thriller.
That's true.
Mine is not really a scary movie. We were just talking about my favorite movie. Around Halloween time is like, I love Scary Movie 5.
That's my favorite. Oh, that was so good with Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah. That's my favorite movie. It's one of my favorite movies. But, yes. I mean, I don't really have a favorite, like, horror type movie. I mean, I like The Conjuring and I like, The Last Exorcism. That's a good movie. It's really scary. Mm-hmm. Watch it if you want to be scared.
If you want to watch a movie,
or like Children of the Corn,
that's a bad one. Is that really good? I want to see
fun. It's not one of my favorites.
My dad.
That one scared me.
My dad's a person that gets very scared very easily, so that kind of movie like freaks him out. So I do want to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
So I guess y'all have not seen the new Halloween movie.
No, but I want to so bad.
I
want to
see it.
Another one.
I want to see The Nun, too.
Have you seen the original Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched that freshman year at the film department's Halloween.
I feel great that y'all seen that.
Oh, yeah. No, that whole movie, because I am the person that, like, makes fun of it, like, tries to laugh at it, and just like, why did you do that? And it's so funny, because Jamie Lee Curtis
scream.
Is, yeah, I probably will. I'll probably laugh, because I've heard about little scenes of that, and I'm just like,
it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Okay, so.
Yes, back on topic.
Favorite scary movie.
Y'all will never have me back again.
No, I'll have you back. We're making conversation. And then, so, sometimes there's a difference between a favorite scary movie.
Yeah.
And a favorite scary movie character.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So,
Freddy Krueger. I'll go first. Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street. Again, an 80s kid. Nightmare on Elm Street was, talk about something that stuck with you your whole life.
Yeah. I haven't even seen it.
How have we been having this Halloween discussion?
That's like one of the original Halloween movies.
So it was at the freshman like horror film thing with the film department at UNA. And I had watched Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street was coming up. And someone told me, do you want to sleep tonight? Do you want to take a shower? And I was like, yes, don't watch this movie. Okay, and I got out. I was like, I don't want to do that. No, I will watch it in the daytime, but at night,
yeah.
I'm not a fan.
That takes all the fun out of
that
it.
Route.
That takes the fun out.
No. I'm with Lainey on this.
You gotta be scared. If you're not scared, then why is it a scary movie?
But then, okay, with when you have fear,
the whole purpose,
and anxiety,
and then going to
you
bed.
Don't sleep at all.
You have to have some.
But that's the purpose.
Cushion there.
But I want to sleep. Because I like sleeping.
Yeah.
I love sleeping. So what's your favorite scary movie character?
Well, I like Freddy Krueger. I like Chucky.
Oh, Chucky's so amazing.
Yeah.
I love Chucky. Yes, but I love Chucky. That's got to be my favorite. He's scary, but at the same time, he's absolutely hilarious.
True. I love Chucky.
Because, like, that again takes after the doll thing. No dolls.
Yeah, so creepy.
No dolls. But he also has a hilarious factor to him, and it's funny. Because he's like a doll that kills people, but he's also funny when he does it.
I didn't want to watch Chucky at begin with, but like I did. And it was funny. I've only watched the first one.
Maybe it's called Child's Play.
Yeah, I've only watched Child's Play. Which
I
need to watch.
That it has become synonymous though with Chucky. Say Chucky and we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's like another one of those movies that's not necessarily scary.
That's true.
Yeah.
It'll make you laugh some too.
It's definitely one of the best Halloween movies that you can watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Chucky. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say this is a scary movie because it's not, but it's either watched around Halloween or Christmas, and it's an animated film. Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington.
Yes! Okay, he is...
But see, he's your round.
Oh, yeah.
He's
but he's
round.
So good. And The Corpse Bride is also a really good Halloween movie.
Yeah.
I'm down for, like... And Halloween Town.
Yes,
I'm really sad because they don't have it on Netflix or Hulu. Like, why?
I don't understand why either.
They have Hocus Pocus. They'll play that movie.
And it is good.
Hocus Pocus
is good. I own it.
But
I got it.
But they should all be on there.
Oh, yeah. Halloween Town definitely.
At least around Halloween time. If not year round.
Because with Halloween Town, that was a classic. Like I remember it just coming out. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And I'm so sad that they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sad.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. It's a bad thing.
While we're on the topic of movies, because I do want to do recommendations if you need to watch some. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but I know that it was on Netflix, and it's called The Number 23. I don't know if you've seen it. It's Jim Carrey, but serious and crazy and psycho, and it's amazing. It's about, literally about the number 23, just psychologically, like, if I can say it right, psychologically just messing with your mind.
Oh my gosh, okay. Thank you. I need something.
It's so good. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. I know it was.
We'll find it for sure.
If it's Jim Carrey, I'm going to love it. So.
Oh, it's
I like him when he's serious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. I mean, he's just an amazing actor anyways.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've got a recommendation for you age-challenged. I suggest watching Nosferatu. Have y'all ever seen Nosferatu? Look it up, Google it, find it. It's a creepy... Nosferatu is like what I consider to be the original vampire. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a different sort of creep.
I'll definitely check that out. I'm in the mood for
Halloween. You should be exposed.
I want to watch all the Halloween movies now.
Yeah, later tonight I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch every single scary and Halloween movie on Netflix.
I do want to watch, because the good thing about it is I've gotten to the point where I want to like push my limits with how much scary movies I have, so that's why I watched The Silence of the Lambs, mm-hmm. which is a little...
I was a grown-up before I ever watched that movie.
I loved it.
I still haven't watched
think
it.
About it.
It's on Hulu if you have Hulu.
It's phenomenal.
It's amazing. It's so good. Actually, I do think it's on, for UNA students, it's on Swank.
Nice.
Which Swank is a good thing to have, just saying. but I also have, like, Jigsaw saved, because I haven't
Texas
seen the Saw movies.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I want to see that. The original
classic.
Have
you seen the newer one? The
no.
Remake they did?
No.
Wait, which one of
no
what? Of Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah. They made a new one a couple of years ago. I don't know who's in it. I didn't see it, but I was just wondering.
You should see the originals of all of those classic like horror movies, because that's when the genre was really starting.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't seen it, but I have heard of it. The Haunting of Hill House? Is that the house?
Need to see.
I haven't
that's
seen
on that Netflix. Yet. It's like the season, and it's supposed to be like really good. Everyone talks about it, and I really do want to watch it. But yeah, I wanna watch that. I wanna watch Amityville Horror.
You've never seen the original
no.
Amityville? Okay, again, a different sort of scary movie.
Oh yeah, and
you
I
need to see those originals. And it's okay if you do laugh at them a little bit. Some of them don't hold up really well, but you still need to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, do you have a suggestion?
I don't have a suggestion for a scary movie, but I guess it'd be kind of like a thriller / sci-fi type movie. Have you guys ever seen The Lazarus Effect?
Oh, no, but I do want to see that.
It's,
I think I have.
That's on the...
When I first saw it, I think it was, like, thought to be, like a scary movie. And I watched it. It's not... When I watched it, I was like, this is not scary, but it has a creepy factor towards it.
Oh, I know I've seen that. Okay.
I know it's on the
It has
Netflix
a creepy factor, and it's not... It's not scary, but it's kind of like, it's creepy and like science fiction type thing.
It's like death and dying.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
It definitely has a Halloween vibe, even though it's not, it doesn't take place around Halloween, but it has a Halloween vibe just by, you know, what happens. I'm not going to.
Yeah,
I'm not going to spoil it. Go check it out.
Don't
spoil
it.
Yes. Go check it out. It's not scary, but it's a good movie. I just didn't like it at first because it was, I guess, classified as scary.
Yeah.
I don't think I would say disturbing. Maybe a tiny bit. It's not, I mean, it's kind of weird, but just go check it out. Go check it out. It's
good.
Don't
think too
much. Watch Pan's Labyrinth if you're a UNA student. It's on Swank. It's on the streaming media. You can look it up through the library resources by title, S. I know because I have it saved on my computer, but Pan's Labyrinth, it's got subtitles, it's in Spanish, you'll be fine, and it's incredible. Guillermo del Toro, man.
Oh, say it again. That's a beautiful name.
His name just rolls
That's
off the tongue.
Oh,
it's great. Is that all suggestions?
I have no more.
All right. Kinda...
What?
Thinking about candy. okay. Since I'm thinking about candy, what are you guys' favorite candy?
Favorite candy.
It can be like Halloween candy. It could be any type of candy. Because I know they have some seasonal candies, but they also have, you know, Halloween's a big candy giveaway.
But your favorite
so.
Candy to get on Halloween.
Actually, I am a candy corn person, but candy corn is not typically something you give out to trick-or-treaters because it's not individually wrapped. So, as far as like an actual treat to get as a spook, I would say peanut M&Ms because I could live on them. Yeah,
I love they're peanut really
M&Ms.
Great.
Yes.
What's
yours? I remember when I was younger and, you know, the church, the cool old set. I loved Warheads.
I love getting those.
Sour candy.
Like,
I can do
sour candies are so good. A, chocolate's amazing. Peanut M&Ms.
Always.
I mean, it's a classic, you know. But I remember getting the Warheads and just being so happy and trying to see how many can I eat without losing all feeling in my mouth.
I can't do that.
And I love it. Love it. The black cherry.
You gotta be careful.
Ruin
you.
Masochist.
Don't. If you guys choose to do what she just talked about, don't be careful because you can actually hurt your mouth by doing that.
Don't,
so
don't do it all the time.
You don't want to give yourself
that
some physical, permanent physical damage.
Pop Rocks and Coke. Yeah,
Pop Rocks are so
you're
good.
Like, don't do it too much. You'll hurt yourself. It made me think of that.
Yeah.
I had Pop Rocks the other day and I choked on them.
What?
You were in there with me in the box office.
Pop Rocks are just dangerous.
I had them, and they went down my throat.
So
and they were sitting there, and they were, like, stuck to my throat, and they were popping, and I was like, I'm just dying.
Okay, yeah.
It was pretty dramatic. Like,
but Pop Rocks are good.
Pop Rocks
Sorry.
Will always
just
be
Just keep them on your tongue.
Don't swallow them, but I'll...
So, Mark, you love all candy.
I love all candy. I will say I'm a big chocolate and gummy fan.
Yeah, I love gummies too.
I will eat
so
those
true.
Especially around Halloween. I'll eat those like the eyeballs and all the the limbs and all that. I'll eat the gummies. I'm a big gummy fan. And but I also like chocolate. I like Reese's and I like Butterfinger's my all-time favorite
really?
Chocolate.
Butterfingers came out. Butterfingers are amazing. And so are Crunch Bars. They're so underrated.
Anything chocolate in the world.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, Crunch Bars aren't my favorite, but they're good.
I love Crunch Bars. But they're so underrated. Everybody's like, ah, no. I'm like, they're so good.
Well, you know.
Classic.
I mean, Hershey's just, you can't beat them.
Shout out to Hershey.
Sponsor.
Please.
Look us up.
No. Hey.
No, but, I mean, I'll eat any candy.
I never met candy I didn't like.
I like candy corn, too.
Oh. I'm not a candy corn.
You know,
person.
Tequila, who hopefully will be here soon, is allergic to peanuts. So as far as peanut M&Ms go, probably not a good thing to hand out at the door.
Yeah,
so
no.
Peanut allergies. And you can't tell by looking at someone.
Just give them regular
M&Ms.
Yeah.
Even if you do want to give them out, at least have like
options.
Like separate
lollipops.
Separate bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know some people will have an allergic reaction even if they just
touch
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's probably
Again,
a good idea
with
to
have.
Again,
the safety that Dr. Brown brought up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
many things to think about on Halloween as far
Definitely.
As keeping our children safe.
Oh, yeah.
You only want to go to houses with the lights on.
Don't go down dark streets. Be careful all the time. Just be careful. And, also, what was your least favorite candy? Because I know... That I didn't really enjoy when people would give those. It wasn't even candy. It was the popcorn balls. You know what I'm talking about?
I like
they just
homemade.
Them,
any
those,
kind of
and they had
those
them. No, there was like packaged ones, and they would just give it to you. And I was like, "What is this? This isn't gonna keep me up and have sugar in it."
See,
it's
like
just,
any other day, I mean, I'd be okay with those popcorn balls. But like Halloween,
you need to help.
Halloween
yeah.
is candy time.
Yes.
This is when I need. I get my candy.
Bring your A game.
The only time I don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Free candy.
Do you have your least favorite candy?
I don't eat licorice, anything. And if it's even...
Like Twizzlers?
I love the red ones.
Yeah,
I
the
mean,
red
like,
ones are good.
I'm talking about
licorice
like flavor.
Black
licorice. Yes, so if anything,
oh, I love
even...
Licorice.
Oh my gosh, are you
I love
kidding
it.
Me right
so
now?
Weird.
I yeah, I
no.
just can't even... Anything
I
that
licorice.
I even think may potentially
think
taste like licorice is
yeah.
not happening.
I think I'm the only person in the world who likes black jelly beans.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
No.
That just gave me a feeling of disgust.
I can feel myself getting
Do you have a least
hungry.
Favorite candy?
Well, first of all, First of all,
no. I like black licorice, so I don't have one.
I have a couple.
What?
But I like first. I hate it when people will give out like non-candy food.
Oh yeah.
I hate
like
that.
Apples.
I've never had somebody actually give me apples.
And I was like, I'm not trying to be healthy.
That
this is Halloween.
Okay.
But like, I hate when people give out like pencils or like toothbrushes.
Erasers.
Toothbrushes. I hate that. That's stupid.
Have you seriously gotten a toothbrush?
A dentist looked there.
But
making sure you have good oral hygiene.
No, I think it was an old lady.
I
will not eat hard candy. The only hard candy I'll eat, I love lemon heads. But like,
oh,
you eat
gosh,
the crap
I
out of some Jolly Ranchers.
That's what I was gonna say.
Well,
off my ass.
Well, that's different.
Why is that different?
It's hard candy.
Because Halloween has every sort of candy.
So you're talking about a pecking order
as far as
what you're going to eat last?
Jolly Ranchers are kind of an exception, but I hate, like, I don't like gobstoppers. I'll only eat gobstoppers if,
I've seen you eat gobstoppers, too.
I'll only eat them
if I have a
weird taste in my mouth.
If I have a weird taste in my mouth, that's
no,
my
like,
gobstoppers.
Sometimes, you know how if you, like, when you eat lunch, there's a weird taste that's left in your mouth, or after you drink something. That's the only time I, like, eat gobstoppers.
Like, font mouth.
Yeah, kind of like that, I guess. But that's the only time I eat gobstoppers. Normally, if I got them in my... If I get them in my trick-or-treating bag, I'll throw them out.
What? You throw away candy?
The gobstoppers, yeah.
Oh, I will throw away some Whoppers.
What?
I love Whoppers.
I don't like
Whoppers. See, I didn't used to like Whoppers, but then, like, I discovered, like, if you just leave them,
candy.
You leave them in your mouth and let them melt, and then...
That's what I do.
And then,
Yes, that's a trick.
Then you can, like, crush the inside with your tongue.
And they... I love them.
It's good. Once you get the chocolate off, it's good.
But do you know what the best part of Halloween is?
What?
The day after Halloween when all the candy goes on sale. That's the best thing ever because you get to go in and they got reduced price candy.
See, but
and you can
true.
Normally
buy it.
I've never had to do that because I've always had like a giant bag full of candy that I got trick or treating.
Well, like I said, I didn't trick-or-treat a lot because
like,
I lived outside of town.
Like, this year, I'm going to go to Turtle Point. I've never been to Turtle Point.
There's a...
What are you doing at Turtle Point?
I'm going to go
Turtle
trick-or-treat
Point?
There.
Oh, why?
Because it's...
That is not your best option.
It's a big neighborhood.
It's not that big.
I need to find a big neighborhood.
Yeah. Y'all talk to me after the show.
Well, see, my thing is, I have rehearsal.
Dr. Brown invited you to his neighborhood.
Yeah. But, like, after rehearsals, I won't be able to, so I'll probably just be late.
It'll be too late.
I'll be going
See, I'll
on
be
the
here until 7.
Old
so
train bridge.
Lots of people
well, not 7
will
until
trick
6.
Or treat the weekend before.
Yeah.
See, I find it, I don't like it when people do
I
that.
I don't either. When
that's
they
like,
start messing
them,
with days.
That's this weekend.
It is. It's this coming weekend, which will be
Please don't
gone.
Trick or treat.
Don't
it's
come
too
to my
late.
House.
Don't talk to them. This is Halloween.
Yeah.
Don't come to my house. I only give out candy on Halloween.
Don't go. Don't do that. Okay. It's for Halloweeners.
For future reference, always trick-or-treat on the true Halloween day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all jokes aside, I mean, if you have something to do on Halloween, I guess it's plausible, but it kind of ruins the feel of it.
Mm-hmm. But no, my Halloween plans is me, my friend Madison, and my friend Sarah, I believe. We're talking about it. You know, we're going to go, I think. It's going to the, you know, the old train bridge?
Yeah.
It has another name, but I'm not going to say it. But it's like
what,
haunted.
Ghost bridge?
It's so beautiful down there.
It's yeah,
like
it's called the Ghost Bridge.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Ghost Bridge.
Ghost Bridge is in a different.
Anymore.
Oh, it doesn't.
They tore it down.
Really?
Well,
it's
them ghosts
really
are going somewhere
the
else.
Forks of Cyprus. I forget. Y'all,
go somewhere else.
Y'all are so young. But
it
yeah,
was
Ghost
on
Bridge
the
is gone now.
Top. It was on the top, like. Haunted places in Alabama.
Ghost Bridge, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have only ever been completely across it once in my whole life.
It looked... See, when I looked it up, it looked the same as Railroad Bridge.
No. Ghost Bridge was actually a real
yeah.
single-lane bridge that is in a county road just over by the Forks.
Yeah, it's on the...
It was a metal structure, very similar to what the old railroad bridge
mm-hmm.
looks like.
That's probably...
But it was actually a one-lane car bridge.
But yeah, but we're thinking about going to the old train bridge,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
because that place is creepy.
It
at
is
night.
Creepy. It's creepy during the day
yeah.
sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I.
Well, normally you'd be. People will tell you don't go there at night because it's. I think a lot of creepy people tend to go there.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because,
yeah.
It is pretty secluded, but I do think that Sheffield does a good job of patrolling it.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you wouldn't, especially if you were in a group. I'm not
yeah.
suggesting that anyone go, but I don't think I would be afraid to go at night if I had
yeah.
several people with me.
I went with someone, and it was just me and this other person, and we went, and I could have sworn there was like a person at the end of the bridge, but there wasn't. And there was like creaks and stuff. See, Florence, and we're about to get into this ghost stories and stuff.
This is the segue.
Florence is haunted. UNA
is
haunted.
Very haunted.
If, because I know that we have some people that are here and are listening.
If you're afraid of ghosts,
that
don't come to Florence.
Don't say that. Most
no.
of them are friendly ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
And it just makes Florence cooler.
Yeah, and if you, because I know that we have listeners that are outside of Florence and outside of UNA, this is going to be educational, because and somewhat fun, because.
Oh, you'll love it.
Oh yeah, like.
The other day we had a whole
conversation
with this.
And a whole conversation, just talking about ghosts.
Yeah.
And scary situations.
That is true.
And you're very knowledgeable on this.
I am not.
You know a lot more than I know.
It's just because I'm old.
It's like, you think she's going to say that she is, but then she says she's not.
She's like, no.
I am by no means an authority. Actually, Mark and I were talking about this recently, about how Deborah Glass is pretty much our local ghost historian. And you
yeah.
can get her books all over town. And that's what you really should read if you want to know more about the true
yeah.
ghost stories in Florence and in the Shoals also.
You know that the ghost is in the old off-campus
yes.
bookstore? That has a whole article now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole article about that.
What
girl.
Do you mean, article?
Like, there's an article in a, is it a magazine, newspaper?
There have been a ton of stories.
Yeah.
Just so
it's
y'all
a recent
know
one. Yeah, there was
about
a recent
the little girl
no, I think
in
it was
the window
an online
at the
newspaper.
Off-campus
yeah,
bookstore.
Yeah, it was like online newspaper, I believe.
It's a part of a lot of lists
oh, yeah.
about Alabama ghosts, because
mm-hmm.
it is probably the most common one passed down, especially related to UNA.
Mm-hmm. If you come to UNA, everybody will know the story, so.
Oh, yeah. We hear, I was in an FYE class freshman year that was called Ghosts, Vampires, Oh My, I think. And it was literally, we just talked about ghosts. We had a whole day.
And you
just
got credit for that, Lainey.
I did.
That's the way to work it.
It was amazing. I mean, we still did, like, typical stuff, but we got to learn about ghosts.
Right.
So, yeah, so do we...
Let's see, the little girl in the window, upstairs window of the off-campus bookstore, supposedly was killed by a rabid dog?
Yes, it was
yeah,
her dog
her
that
dog.
Bit her.
Her dog had rabies, and then
bit
one day...
You know,
her.
The history, because I was a history major, can't prove that the little girl ever actually lived there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah.
They don't know...
Of the families who always lived in the historic home, none of them had a girl.
Yeah, that's actually part of the article that we were just
yeah.
talking about. There
which
wasn't,
makes it even creepier.
Yeah, there wasn't ever a girl who lived in that house with that name.
But,
like, there was one who lived in Florence around the same time. It wasn't the exact same name. I forget what her real name was. But
have y'all ever seen her? Don't lie.
I haven't
no.
seen her yet. I've been trying
I
to
haven't,
so much.
I haven't, because when I'm out that late, I don't look.
Okay, well, let me tell you this.
It's
I know people that have.
Since
it's a lot
you're
harder.
Brand new, you're just a freshman. Lainey, you're a sophomore.
I'm a junior.
So you're a junior. Was the off-campus bookstore still open when you started?
I think it might have been.
You would remember, because there was a vibe.
There was a vibe?
Oh my gosh. Because the whole entire time, like up until, I'm horrible with dates and whatnot. It hasn't been that long ago that they stopped being the off-campus bookstore. And with the minute you walked in and when you looked up, when you parked in the back, like I never even knew which window it was supposed to be, but I swear to you, it was the one in the back parking lot because it always looked cloudy. Like I won't say I ever saw a little girl, but it never looked completely clear. And you, and the minute you walked in, because it was an old house, the floors creaked, like it had a vibe anyway, but there was a very distinct, like someone was following you sort of vibe.
Yeah, and for those that don't know the actual story and like what happens, is this little girl that got killed by her dog will either be in the window or she'll come up to you and ask you, have you seen my dog?
Yeah.
And she's like little bitty and she's creepy. And she's in a white dress.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're always in a always white in dress. Always in white.
But then she'll like leave. And
yeah, she's not malicious at all.
No, she doesn't try to like, whatever. But I do know people that have seen her.
It's hard if again, you're not from the Shoals. The house that we're talking about is at the end of Court Street in Florence. That if you keep going straight, we'll run into
straight
Rogers
to campus.
Hall. Yeah, it actually dead ends on the campus, and it's there to your right if you're coming from downtown Florence.
And it's
always
wildly creepy.
Those walls.
Yeah. See, I grew up in Florence, so I've been in there one time, and I mean, it did feel kind of off. It was kind of eerie, and it was always, they kept it kind of dark in there too. There weren't bright lights like there are in here right now. It was kind of dimmer. So it gave you a kind of a weird.
It was packed with merchandise. I mean, picture books stacked to almost to the ceiling of an old historic home.
Yeah.
So it was very narrow sort of passageways anyway, and it always felt like someone was following.
And then sometimes the books would fall down, but it wasn't necessarily her doing it. It's just
you would never know.
But I don't know if it still is, but that was actually one of the stops on Deborah Glass's tour.
It always is, because it is one of the most haunted places in the Shoals.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy that girl wasn't even a girl who lived there. I mean, the family name was right. They did live there, but there was no little girl on like the census report. But their family members lived like somewhere off down towards like Tennessee Street or something like that.
Maybe.
And
I always wanted to believe that she did live there.
Yeah.
When I found out that the history didn't back up the ghost story.
There was a girl in their family who died at that time, though.
But it was from something else.
Yeah, she like got trapped. I think she got trapped in something and ended up like burning.
I can't remember. See, this is how stories grow.
Oh, yeah.
Because now that's part of the story.
Oh, yeah, no, she did burn.
Yeah, she
see,
burned.
See, this
burned.
Is how it happens.
She burned.
And something.
Just like
remember.
They, let me just put this, I know we're sidetracked again, but Lainey and Mark didn't know about all the stories about the dorms that face Pine Street, about the elevator shafts and how the girls supposedly hung themselves and
Rivers.
Committed suicide. Yeah.
Points
that
out.
They had heard those stories. And the whole time I was growing up, we always heard the stories about the dorms being haunted, like completely. And it was always about the elevator shafts. I don't know why, but it just
because
was.
Rivers, if you go on the elevators, it's terrifying. You think you're going to die. You, every single time, because it makes like creaking noises bad. But segueing from one friendly ghost to another, George, who we call George and Norton, for most people, they believe it's a worker that was building Norton that fell and died in the woman's dressing room. However, there is someone in our theater program who believes it's a Civil War ghost, which makes sense, especially since...
Interesting.
Since the thing, but...
That's... I don't know.
Who's tied
was
to the
not,
land, not
was
the
Norton
structure.
Around?
No, they're talking about it, like, when you hear about hallowed ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about something that predates the structure that's just tied to the land.
Because I know...
But someone does believe it in our...
Why? Have they seen something that makes them think...
No, they just think
Did
that...
Did he have a sword?
They think that his... Like, historically, like, with everything. Because there's a lot of Civil War ghosts and stuff like that they talk about.
Like Wesleyan.
Yeah, Wesleyan. But our ghost in Norton, George, he's very friendly. Yeah. Like, I mean, for those that have seen him...
I wish Megan Rainey was here. She has a great George
story. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does. And Mel knows some stuff.
That's true.
But about how, like, leaves, you know, he leaves a chair. Mm-hmm. And he always says that. I thought I heard him laugh one time. And I was like, apparently at one of my jokes. And,
or at you.
Or at me, you know, because I'm such a funny person to look at. But then when it happened, I was like, oh, you think it's funny, George? Like, thanks, appreciate it. You
acknowledged
know?
It completely.
Yeah, and I mean, he like, sometimes he just messes around. He doesn't
Mark,
really
have
do
you
anything.
Ever even been inside Norton Auditorium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you definitely will be. Like,
coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to school at Kilby, so all of our, like, plays
right,
and stuff.
Right, exactly.
Like
yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah, but George is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really do anything. He's just chill.
Yeah.